It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
It's time for the download on Chicago Business. Sponsored by Signature Bank. This is our weekly segment talking with small business owners, entrepreneurs, CEOs about their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's get into one of the more overlooked parts of small business or any business, sales. What do we know about what makes a good sales department? Everything I learned from the profession, I learned from Glengarry Glen Ross. Put that coffee down. Coffee is for closers. But to be a successful company that's able to sell their product, there's much more that goes into it beyond wining and dining. My guest tonight, Amy Dordick, she is the co-founder of Growth Play, a sales consulting firm. Their mission to elevate the act of selling from a transaction to a value-added service. What does that mean? Amy's had over 25 years of experience in sales, and she is tasked with helping clients make money, but also helping clients understand the new way of selling. Also, Growth Play was just named to the 2017 Inc. 500 list, ranked as the 22nd fastest growing private company in the United States. In 2016, they posted $29.3 million in revenue. Not bad for a company that is in its third year of existence. Amy Dordick, co-founder and managing director of business development, because at Growth Play, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. Amy Dordick, thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you, Justin.
So I'm fascinated in your career because you have, as much as you've dedicated your life to sales, you've also been involved in startups here in Chicago. I mean, the last 15 plus years. So you've kind of been able to balance and do a lot of different things in the business community here. Talk about how Growth Play came to be.
Yeah, so the idea came about because there are so many sales training organizations out there, and we talk so much about how training is not always the answer. So we had this idea about a holistic approach to sales. So there are three aspects that we often address. One is looking at the sales organization. Are you organized right? You used the word alignment when we were talking.
Right.
Are you aligned? Is your strategy aligned to your structure? That's more consulting, and that's the part of our company that's sales effectiveness consulting. But the other parts are, do you have the right people in the right jobs? That's often an overlooked area of sales. You know, having the right people in the right roles, that's the way we say it, is critical to your success. And if you then have the right people in the right jobs, when you train them, you supercharge your organization because you're training people who are a fit for the job they're in. And there's multiple different kinds of sales roles.
Well, I mean, and I always think about this because I don't know much about sales. I've never been in a job that I have to sell anything. I've always been on the
inside.
We're always selling. That's right. That's right. But I mean, it is interesting when you say the right people in the right place, because it's not necessarily about experience in the way that, you know, you want the most experienced person, but you want the right person that's got the right attitude and
skills,
and
behaviors
skills for your company. Right?
Exactly. We use the word competencies, which might sound a little technical, but it's just the skills and behaviors of what good looks like in a role. Like the words hunting and farming are often used. They're kind of old school terms, but people understand what they mean. So what's good for a hunter, someone who's aggressive, someone who can prospect, who can leverage their network, who can work a process, is different than a farmer who's maintaining, managing clients. So those people are often really different kinds of people.
Interesting. So you got to almost think about their actual personality.
Yeah. And what skills and activities. So what do you do in a hunting job? It's a different thing. It's a different set of skills and it's a different set of activities than in farming, which is more of like making sure your client is happy, creating that great client experience so you can upsell, cross sell. Those are the words we use.
You know, it's amazing to me. You've had such success in such a short amount of time. I mean, to talk about being in your third year in existence and to be on the Inc. list of 500, which is a huge prestigious honor. And also to post the $29 million in revenue. I'm interested because is that say that there is a need for your services? Does that say that the business community here in Chicago, but all around the world, is like, hey, you know what? We really need to get this sale. We need to supercharge our sales system.
Yeah, who doesn't need sales, right? Who doesn't need to get sales right? Who doesn't want to drive more revenue growth? I think that message sort of resonates. And there's such a wide variety of ways that you can do what I just said, drive growth. You know, you can attack from a wide variety of angles, but really, if you can look at the three things that I just said, sort of your organizational alignment, your people, and then giving them the right skills, teaching them the right process, giving them data to make good decisions and to be informed. You know, we talk all about some of the trends today are about, it's all about the customer.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, What's changed? What's changed from the salesman I know? What is it going to take to get coffee. You in this car, right?
Right. It's so funny. So I often tell this story when I'm talking about the need for sales. So why is there a demand for what we do? Well, you know, I hate to pick on auto dealers, but when I, Amy Dordek, went to buy a car, I went to the dealership, and like everyone else, I had done all my homework already. I mean, right, you've probably done that too.
Absolutely.
So most buyers of any service today have already done their homework. So they know like 80% of what they need to know before they've gotten to you. So I went to the dealer and I knew exactly what I wanted. And if the dealer had just said to me, Amy, please give me the most important criteria in buying a car instead of let me get you in a car today and, you know, how can I get you to drive one off the lot? If they had just asked me we use the words like decision criteria, what's your most important aspect today? What's going to be most important in buying a car? And I would have told them, Justin, to see over the steering wheel is my number one criteria. I'm not a tall woman. And so if they asked that question, they would have gotten me. They would have understood me. Instead, they talked to me about horsepower. I had no idea what they were talking about.
But that's a great point when I talk about what's changed, because that's a big part of understanding the audience or an audience, the customers, or, you know, who's buying. But there is this idea that you have to think differently in 2017 than maybe you did even 10 years ago.
Oh, totally. I mean, again, everyone has data now. You can go to the internet. You can find out. Look what you found out about my company and me. You know, if you went to my LinkedIn profile, which I would expect you to do if you were meeting with me, so that you'd know what's important to me and who I am. You know, buyers know more than they ever did before. So you have to be better. The real opportunity is to differentiate in the how. How you do what you do, not just what you do, following the steps in the process, but how you show up. Are you interested? Do you know your customer? Are you interested in your buyer's needs? Those are the things that differentiate today.
Amy Dordek's in studio. She is the co-founder of Growth Play, which is a sales consulting firm, which is, they were just on the Inc. 500 list for 2017, ranked as the 22nd fastest growing private company in the United States. We'll continue our conversation here on The Download in Chicago Business. Amy Dordek in studio. Stay with us.
It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
In studio tonight, The Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank, Amy Dordek. She's the co-founder and managing director of business development for Growth Play, a sales consultancy firm that does so much more than that, but that's just sort of generically move us along in the conversation. The company was just named to the 2017 Inc. 500 list, ranked as the 22nd fastest growing private company in the United States. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk more about sales. I'm reading so much today about this, and it is an area that
I'm so proud of you.
But there's a lot of information on what makes a great sales department, what makes a great salesman. But there's a lot about just this idea of alignment. We kind of mentioned it before, but this idea of making sure that your sales department in whatever company you work for is in line with the executives. And that wasn't always the case. That's changed over time. But the idea that now they have to be organic.
Right. And they have to be. So it's all about alignment with strategy. So if you don't understand the strategy of your company and the sales organization doesn't reflect that, and then the structure itself, and what I mean by structure. So nowadays we were talking, more things are bought online. More things are, this process of buying and selling is streamlined.
Right.
So many companies are moving from outside sales, your coffee for closers example, you know, or like door-to-door sales. More and more is going inside sales. So people on the phone, it's less expensive to send people out into the field. So looking at how are you structured from what jobs do you need in sales? Do you need outside sales, inside sales? Do you need more sales managers, different competencies, different things required from a sales manager than a salesperson? So all of that, I think people are paying more attention to the costs associated with selling and how people are structuring their organizations.
It's amazing too, because it's the old adage even in performance, where it says play to the height of your audience's intelligence. And that's something that even Second City and other places, they'll always talk about that being at the core.
It feels
to me that that's what you're talking about. Instead of sort of playing someone for a rube or trying to get you to buy my product, to appreciate the what they bring to the table, knowing that they're well prepared and meet them at their level, seems to be a better strategy for something that everybody has to engage with.
For sure. So most sales methodologies are built on a philosophy that teaches selling or teaches sellers about how to get more of what they want. So it's me-centric. I think that's why Daniel Pink wrote a book, To Sell as Human. Americans surveyed had like this really negative reaction to salespeople. But if instead you can associate selling with, you know, acts of service, helping somebody get what they need, solving a problem. You know, if you tell me you have an issue, a pain, we call it in sales, getting to the pain, you know, but if I can resolve your pain, if I can relieve your pain in a way that, you know, gets you better, gets you to this place of a great outcome, well, then that's an act of service, right? And that's really what we think at Growth Place Selling is.
And value plays a big role. You had a lot of case studies, and I was fascinated by the concept that there's a price for everything. There'll be the price, and that's there is value in that price. But what you're talking about when you use the word value is beyond that. What is the holistically, when you look at it, what is the product doing to mitigate risk? What is the product doing to change in the brand identity?
Right. What
it's
outcomes?
Much more than the actual what the price is and what that product's going to do for you.
So what we even teach is moving people off of price, because if it's about price and you aren't the lowest cost provider, then you might as well self-select out. They're not a good customer for you. We call that qualification.
So if they're at the point where I'm just taking the lowest bidder, get out.
And you're not the lowest bidder, and that's not your value proposition, walk away. And that's really hard for salespeople. That's hard in any business, I think, to walk away. But really good qualification is understanding what value you provide and who's a good customer for you. And then if you can move them off price, like I've had this happen all the time. Somebody calls me up and says, I need negotiation training. And I ask about 10 questions. We call that good discovery. And I do all this discovery and I find out that's not what they need at all. And then I've moved them from sales training, which is fine. Sales training can be very valuable, but that's not what they need. I move them to a place of what outcomes are they trying to get to? And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're trying to help people see outcomes. So outcomes could be avoiding risk, increased revenue. It could be increased client satisfaction, client loyalty. Those are the things you want to focus on, because then price becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you mentioned it, and I think it's interesting. When do you walk away from a sales relationship as a salesperson? Do you, I mean, let's say it's being strung along or it's not working or you feel like you're not communicating. When do you walk away?
Well, you can test that. There's always money on the table, but sometimes it's not good money for you, or it could be a loss. So, you know, we teach qualification and really how to understand who's a good customer for you. You can tell who's not a good customer for you. If your value prop is that you know, create good outcomes and you're really interested in taking a company to a whole different level, if somebody's all about price, and oftentimes what happens is you walk away and then they sort of say, well, no, wait a minute. You know, no, could we keep talking? Because sometimes walking away is one of the smartest things you can do, and doing it earlier in the process is often better.
Amy, for your life that you've spent in sales and even startups, I mean, you as a business person and as much success with this company, there have to be a lot of, it's a frustrating job, I would assume, because you are
selling.
Selling is always, but how do you deal with that frustration? Are you the kind of person that has taught yourself to say, all right, you know, there's going to be some that I win and some that I lose?
Course.
I mean, how do you do that?
So what's the worst thing that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen in a sale? Someone yells at you or whatever. But really, it's no. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen. So if you can handle no, which I can handle very well, except when a cold caller calls and they're doing a really good job. My husband hates this. And I like walk them through, like, tell me more. And I like test them and they're cold calling me about something. Like, I totally succumbed to that the other day. The girl did such a great job. And I'm like, she's like, will you contribute? And it was something I did kind of care about. And I said, yes. She goes, really? And I said, yes. Because she was looking for no.
Right,
you know?
She's just accustomed to it. Right.
But that's the worst that can happen is no. And when you teach people that, it's like, it's not about you. It's not personal.
Yeah. Amy Dordick is the co-founder and managing director of business development at Growth Play, a sales consulting firm that does much more than that. But they also were in the 2017 Inc. 500 list, ranked as the 22nd fastest growing private company in the United States. Amy, it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and talking sales
Justin.
Tonight. Appreciate
it. So good to see you.